Hello, you're listening to the Washington Weekly Review. I'm the Southeast Iowa Union's Kalen McCain. It's the week of July 6, 2024. Our local stories this week feature the Washington City Clerk, a steam engine and construction on Washington County Road G36. That's coming up, but first, the big picture. The Iowa Supreme Court has ended an injunction against the fetal heartbeat bill passed by the Iowa legislature last year. The law bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women know they're pregnant. The outcome was celebrated by conservatives, including Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, who said, quote, "There is no right more sacred than life, and nothing more worthy of our strongest defense than the innocent unborn." Opponents of the bill have blasted the 4-3 ruling. Democratic State House Representative Adam Zabner represents Iowa City in the legislature. He said, quote, "As the youngest state legislator in Iowa, I worry about what this will mean for my friends. Women will die in Iowa because of this horrible legislation. Today is a sad and scary day." A lower court has yet to rule on the law's constitutionality, but it's expected to decide against Planned Parenthood and other advocates who sought to block the bill by the end of this month. That's the big picture. We'll be back with the local news right after this. Hey, unless you're one of our two unexplained listeners on other continents, you've probably been to Washington before. That means you've probably heard of Dodigi's. That means you've probably heard of the three-part lunch special they've got for $12.12. You're likely also familiar with the three-course dinner special for $21.12. And you've surely caught wind by now of half-off bottles of wine on Thursdays. But when's the last time you ate there? Lately, Dodici's has upgraded their outdoor seating, and they've added wine flights. Don't worry, if you're not one for new things, it's still as easy as ever to enjoy the beautiful view of Washington's downtown, selection of craft cocktails, and menu full of award-winning Italian cuisine. Thanks to Cafe Dodici for sponsoring the Washington Weekly Review. Washington City Council members voted unanimously last week to terminate City Clerk Amanda Waugh. The move happened after a closed session on June 24. Mayor Millie Youngquist said the former clerk had failed to meet some of the job's legal obligations, like timely publication of meeting minutes and ordinance drafts.
There were some ongoing issues that we tried to address earlier that were still occurring, and then just job performance. She wasn't dealing with some very important issues, timely legal things that were part of her job.
Waugh's departure comes on the heels of another exit by City Administrator Deanna McCusker, who resigned in May. Both jobs now fall to City Finance Director Kelsey Brown, who now also holds the title of Deputy Clerk and Interim Administrator. Brown said the workload was pretty heavy.
So far, we've just made it work, I guess, so I'm just kind of hoping that we can continue a little bit longer until we can get somebody in either position.
How are you holding up?
Well, some days are better than others. We just had the end of our fiscal year on the 30th, so things are extra crazy in July anyway, and you add all this stuff on top, and it's just, it's a lot, but we'll get through it.
The change adds to a string of vacancies at high-level positions in the city this year. Former Mayor Jaron Rosine resigned in February, and an election to replace him gave Millie Youngquist the job. That left her former council seat open, as it remains until a special election next month. Councilmember Patrick Morgan acknowledged the high turnover, but said it didn't indicate any broader problems behind the scenes.
I'm sure for many in the public that they would read or see that there's been a number of changes here over the last 6 months since the beginning of this year. This can happen anywhere, right? This can happen in the professional sector. It could happen with city government, as you're seeing. So I hope that no one's reading into it.
That's the sound of an almost 100-year-old steam train that blew through Washington on June 28. Known as the Empress 2816, the engine is the last of its model still in operation. It was on its way back to Canada after a continent-spanning tour celebrating a merger between two major railroads last year. Stephen Rainey came to town from Georgia just to see it pass through. His family planned their vacation around the train's route, and he waited by the tracks for hours before it showed up in Washington.
It ran all the way to Mexico and is coming back. So this engine, and it's also the only survivor of its class and the only operating of its particular wheel arrangement in the world. And you don't see steam engines on mainline railroads like this nearly as much as you used to. So it's just rare and cool to come up and see.
Stacy Renner, a Washington native, was thrilled about the tour as well. She saw the train on its way to Mexico months prior and was just as excited to see it come through town again last week.
It's restored. It's very old. They found one that was possible to be restored, and they finally restored it. And it's been active for almost 20 years, I think. There's just something about a steam train.
Mike Squires made the drive up to Washington from St. Louis. He said the spectacle of a steam train like last week's was remarkably rare.
There's never a guarantee that it's going to run the next day, so you try and make the time best you can to come and see it.
It's very uncommon with the way the railroads are these days, with all the hoops you have to jump through and the liability involved with operating such an antique piece of equipment over the railroad.
Stretches of Washington County Road G36 will be reduced to one lane for 5 weeks starting on Monday. That's when contractors plan to start installing paved shoulders on the road. It's a high-traffic route for farmers, trucks, and commuters connecting Westchester and Washington to Highway 218. County engineer Jacob Torius said the work would improve safety along the road.
With that edge rut that develops, people drop off, and then a lot of people tend to overcorrect when they come back on the road, steer too far to get them back on, and then they can cross the center line or maybe go across the road or worse. And so what we're doing is paving 4 feet from the edge of the existing pavement.
While G36 doesn't have a major history of accidents, he said the improvements would offer considerable peace of mind.
I wouldn't say it's above average from the history of crashes in the last 5 to 10 years. It's just there where statistically crashes should be occurring, and we're fortunate that they're not. There's been a lot of, I know, near misses. I've witnessed those myself just driving down the road where somebody drops off and you can see them overcorrect or go off into the ditch, and not everything always gets reported.
That's the local news. We'll be back with the best news I've heard all week right after this. Todd Hahn Construction is an award-winning custom home builder with a 28-year history in the greater Iowa City area. Hahn's goal is to build you the finest quality custom home while providing you with a positive experience along the way. It's one of the many reasons they've been named the Iowa City Area Home Builder of the Year time and time again. A custom home is more than just a house. It's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work. Todd Hahn Construction makes that dream come true by always putting you, the customer, first. For more information, go to toddhahnconstruction.com. That's toddhahnconstruction.com. And now, the best news I've heard all week. Residents of Halcyon House dusted off wedding gowns, photo albums, and even cake toppers for an event late last week. The memorabilia was on display at the retirement community for a few hours. Fran Victor put her wedding dress on for the function. It was the first time she'd done so since 1989. Victor said it brought back remarkably vivid memories.
What does it feel like to have it back on today?
Really wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, really exciting to, yes, it does bring joy, and it brings the whole experience, the joy of that, back.
Tell me more about that. Does it, like, put you back in that moment, really, or what?
Yeah, I would say remembering, you know, the time, the music, the friends that were gathered, the walking by the lily pond. We walked around it, had a music, so it was wonderful.
Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a product of the Southeast Iowa Union. You can get your ad on the air by calling us at 319-653-2191. Not much in the way of announcements this week. We hope y'all had a happy 4th of July. That's all for now. This has been the Washington Weekly Review, and I have been Kalen McCain. Have a great week!